Hey, this is Customer Support. My name is Eureka. How can I assist you?
You say, hey, this is who?
Eureka.
And what is this company? So, I mean, who are you?
Customer Support.
For what?
This a third party call center.
That's how you answer the phone. But anyway, I was calling because somebody, and it says, God damn it, I can't even see. Anyway, somebody took money out of my account, and I'm trying to figure out why.
Yes, ma'am. Can you provide your zip code for me?
Hello? It says something about non-intense or something.
Can you provide your zip code for me?
2003.
And your first and last name?
Wayne Borges.
Thank you for that. And can you verify your shipping address for me?
1345 South Capitol, Southwest, D.C.
Thank you for the information. I do see here you ordered the Icon Skincare and the Skin Serum for
the who?
The Icon Leak Skin Serum and Icon Leak Skin Cream.
I'm listening.
And you paid the shipping charge for $4.95 and $5.95.
Okay, I'm listening.
Okay, for that product that you ordered, it was a 14-day trial for it, so you had to call the council to stop any recurring charges for that product.
Okay, but it didn't. Okay, now I remember. So, the eye serum was one thing, and the cream was another.
Yes, ma'am.
Shipping charge. Okay, well, it did not say on there that it was a trial period, because I'm trying to figure out why $85 and $94 was taken out of my account, because I wouldn't have paid that, ma'am. I'm under disability, and my account is messed up behind this, and I did not say nothing about a trial period. So I would like to know who I could talk to get this money back, because I mean, I can't afford that. I wouldn't have paid that much for this. It did not on there say anything about a trial period.
Did you click on the terms and conditions when you set the counter for that product?
Say that again.
Did you click on terms and conditions when you agreed you was 18 years or older? Because the terms and conditions
click it on. No, I didn't even see where it say something about terms and conditions.
Yes, ma'am. You had.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Hello?
I'm still here.
Oh, I couldn't hear anything.
I'm here, because unfortunately, I can't do anything about the charges, because it's after 14 days, you had to call the council.
Because I just found out about the charges. Well, I mean, but so who can I talk to? Because it did not say anything about that. Because someone else I know had ordered something that's saying that. And that's all it said. See, I mean, if it was going to say, oh, but you have to pay such and such for a trial period, because I have more things where it tell you that. This is trial period. If you do not, call the council before the trial period is up, then you have to pay such and such. That's not what this says. And like I said, I just found out about the charges. And then why would y'all have two different things? The bank just told me it said not, one of them say not intense from Texas. Then y'all have another phone number for 40 Best Thrive. Is that what you're speaking of? Is that those two products?
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
So why would y'all have two different names and two different numbers?
I'm not sure why I've shown them a different name or different phone numbers.
Yeah, man, this is a big thing. So who can I talk to someone, because I need my money back? I wouldn't have paid that much for that. I don't have it like that.
Yes, thank you.
I really don't. Mm-hmm.
Just give me 1 second. I'm getting a call transferred over now.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.